Well, good morning, top of the morning to all of you. Thank God for each and every one of you who've joined us this morning on this, our first 15 prayer call. I pray that you are up and ready for a very productive day on today. And I know that you are planning to have a good day, because successful people plan to have a good day. They don't try to have a good day. And so prayer is a part of your planning process this morning for this great day that God is going to allow you to experience. So we already know that it's going to be a great day for us, no matter how things shape out on this Tuesday. And I just bless and thank God for all of you every week. So many of you are just so consistent at not just being on the call, but also inviting others to come and share with us as well. Prayer is so very, very important, and it cannot be an emergency. It has to be a priority in our lives. And I thank God for those of you that continue to invite folks via social media or personal invitation. You're inviting people on to just share in these few moments that we have to come to connect, to hear from God, to pray, and then to go out and be productive. And I know that it's being a blessing to your life. So thank you so very, very much. Right now in our church, we are in the midst of a relatively short period of time that we are fasting, And periodically the Lord would lead us and speak to me to challenge the people to fast in various regards in our lives and for various reasons. And so this morning, as I was just kind of meditating on that, we're fasting for the next 7 days from all television and all social media. I wanted to just pray a specific prayer for each and every one of you this morning, but I want to read into your hearing this very, very powerful scripture on fasting in Isaiah 58, 6, 7, and 8. Isaiah 58, 6, 7, and 8. And I want to read it to you out of the Message Bible. I tend to read in various translations to just kind of help give me different perspectives on familiar scriptures. And this is what it says. It says, "This is the kind of fast I'm after." It says, "To break the chains of injustice, to get rid of exploitation in the workplace, to free the oppressed, and to cancel debts." God says, "What I'm interested in seeing you do is share your food with the poor, with the hungry, invite the homeless poor into your homes, putting clothes on the shivering ill-clad, being available to your own families." Wow. "Do this and the lights will turn on and your lives will turn around at once." A very, very powerful, a powerful scripture on fasting. And what Isaiah is articulating here through this writing is he's saying we have to learn how to fast for breakthrough, how to fast for breakthrough. And that's what I want to just pray for each and every one of us. Not only are we fasting, we're giving up television, social media, and those things that would distract us so we can hear from God, but we're also praying so that our prayers now would have that much more power, because now we are fasting, we're giving up something, and we are causing our prayers to be amplified through fasting. Now, I've read and seen over the last few years that the health and wellness industry is one of the fastest growing sectors of our economy. Millions and millions and millions of dollars are spent each and every year on individuals in the wellness and health industry. And there are new and innovative ways that are coming out for people to live more healthier, and these things are being introduced to us. And one such method of cleansing your body and living a healthier life is through detox. And detox is something that is really taking off. They have pills where you can detox yourself and cleanse yourself out. And there are several companies who offer this, and it's proven to be very, very effective. But as I was thinking about fasting this morning, the Spirit of the Lord had me to consider that as more and more when we focus on the physical, we tend to neglect that which is spiritual and soulish in nature. See, physical cleansing is one thing and is very, very good, but fasting is the prescription for a spiritual and a soul cleansing. And a lot of times we never even think about cleansing our spirit and cleansing our soul. See, fasting, when God prescribes a time for fasting for us, he is desiring to give us a healthy spirit. He is desiring to give us a healthy mind, a healthy emotion, and to rid us of unhealthy habits. Fasting is really an opportunity for God to prosper us spiritually and in our soul. Fasting allows us to become laser focused on the voice of God and the leading of God, and it pulls us closer to God and gives us a fresh consecration. And that's what I want to pray for us on this morning. I want to pray that God will give us a fresh consecration. Now, the interesting thing about that spiritual word, consecration, is that consecration is always spiritual preparation for advancement. Whenever you read in the Bible about the Lord challenging the people of God to consecrate themselves, to go into prescribed times of fasting, it's always because advancement is just on the other side. And this morning, I want to share with many of you, especially those of you who are a part of this time of fasting and those of you that's going to join, God has advancement over these next few weeks that's going to manifest in your life. And it comes on the heels of us first consecrating ourselves. This is a time of consecration where God is going to prepare us spiritually. He's going to prepare us emotionally and mentally to walk in another dispensation of God's grace and his favor. I want you to get ready for that, because true fasting, when we do fasting in its purest sense, is going to change our hearts towards God, and we're going to become hungrier for God than we are for anything else in this world. And it's the most powerful Christian discipline of all. And through fasting, and I believe this time of fasting that we're on right now, the Holy Spirit is going to transform our lives in ways that's not even imaginable. Fasting is our prescription for breakthrough. And some of you have just been praying and sensing and believing God for breakthroughs in certain areas of your life. I want to share with you this morning, fasting will amplify your prayer life. Fasting will cause your prayer life to go to another level. And over these next 7 days or so, as we're on this fast, I'm believing that as you pray and as you sincerely fast and shut away some distractions and some things that's breaking your focus, I believe God is going to manifest a breakthrough, just like it says right here in Isaiah 58. He says, listen, these are the areas that I'm going to pray this morning. He says, when you fast, injustice is going to be broken. That there's some of you that's been wrong, that's been done to you, and God says, I'm going to break the injustice. But then number two, he says exploitation in the workplace, which means God is going to perform a marketplace miracle for you. That some things that's going on your job, some things that's going on in your business, God says, when you learn how to fast, when you learn how to shut off distractions and seek my face, he says, I'm going to perform a miracle for you. He's going to get rid of exploitation in the workplace. Some of you, there's promotions that's been hung up in your lives. There's opportunities of advancement that seems like it's been delayed. When we fast, it's going to get rid of all of that that's been holding back, and we're going to break through even in the marketplace. Thirdly, I'm praying this morning that God is going to free us from any area in which we are oppressed or depressed. God says, I'm going to break the spirit of oppression. I'm going to break the spirit of depression over your life. Why? So that you can live with joy, so that you can live with a level of freedom, so that you can live even with a level of self-determination. And then fourthly, he says, this is going to be done so debts can be canceled, so that supernaturally, when you fast, when you seek God's face, he says, supernaturally, I'm going to wipe out some things that you owe, wipe out some debts that need to be paid. And then he tells us in the second half of this, these two verses, he says, all of this is going to be done so you can live like I want you to live, so you can take care of those who are hungry, so that you can shelter those who are homeless. He says, so that you can be available to your own families, so that oppression and bondage doesn't have you so tied up that your family doesn't get the best of you. Man, that's powerful. This morning, I want to just come and agree with you. Before you would go out and work today, before you would go out and sit in your meetings and prepare for your day, that God is going to amplify some stuff that you've been praying unto him and believing him for, even in the spirit. And he says, lights are going to come on. Things are going to turn around, and at once you're going to begin to see some progress in areas that's been stagnated. Man, I feel God. Come on, let's pray for a few minutes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, and I set myself in agreement this morning, sir, with every person that's on this call this morning. I thank you and I bless you for even those who are hopping on this fast that you have called us to be on, Lord God, that they are shutting out some things. They're getting some distractions out of the way so that they can hear you. We can hear you more clearly, Lord God. And I thank you right now that even in your word, you said whenever we fast, fasting amplifies our petition. It amplifies our voice before your ear. And I thank you this morning that there are some of those who are on the line today, Lord, that this fasting time is a pruning before promotion. And I thank you right now, Lord, that as you are cutting some things back, cutting some people back, cutting some habits back out of our lives, you have something good in mind. You have a plan that's in mind. You have advancement that's on the other side of this consecration. And so, Father, this morning I speak a cleansing, a detox to our mind, a detox to our emotions. Father, there's been so many things that's had us tied up mentally and had us tied up emotionally and even spiritually. But this morning I set myself in agreement with every person that's on this call this morning and said that there's going to be a release even in our soul, that we are going to be free in our mind and free in our emotions and even free in our spirits, Lord God. I pray right now, Isaiah 58 and 6, that any area of injustice that is going to be broken, those that are involved with legal battles and those that are tied up in court cases, Lord, I pray right now that injustice is going to be broken. Those of us who have been taken advantage of, I thank you that injustice is going to be broken in the name of Jesus. I thank you for marketplace miracles. I speak that over the lives of your people right now, that you're going to do something in the area of our profession, in the area where we work. There's going to be some doors that's opening. There's going to be some supernatural advancement that's going to be manifest even in the areas of our professional lives. And I even thank you thirdly this morning, Lord God, for us breaking free from any type of oppression and depression, Lord God. Thank you right now for the freedom that you are releasing upon us, not even just on the outside, but God, this morning on the inside, I pray that all of us would have an all is well on the inside of our spirits, that we don't have to be anxious. Your word says through confidence and quietness, you're going to give us strength. So I thank you right now that there's going to be a confidence and a quietness that's going to reside even in our spirit. And then finally, Lord, I'm going to speak your word that debts are going to be canceled. According to Isaiah 58 and 6, that you are wiping some things off the books. You are taking some things out of our way that we are supposed to pay. I thank you that supernaturally this fast is going to cause this to happen according to your word. And God, is going to be done so we can live for you more. Now as we prepare for our day, Lord God, we receive your word this morning. We receive that breakthrough is imminent, Lord God. And so we're going to lift our head up. We're going to live with confidence, Lord God. We're going to walk with a new courage and a new determination because we received and we've heard from heaven. I thank you now, Lord God, that everything that concerns your people this morning, it concerns you. So I thank you that you are already working on our behalf. I thank you right now that you're already going before us today and you're making paths straight and you're making now, Lord God, rough places smooth, Lord God. We cover our children as always. We cover our family. We cover our church. We cover our leadership right now, Lord God. We speak your grace over all of these areas, Lord God. And today we leave out with a boldness. We leave out with a confidence, knowing that he who has promised is faithful unto us. We love you this morning. We give your name glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I hope that you walk out this morning with the power. We are fasting for breakthrough. Some of you, you are just days away from seeing God manifest promises that he has made to you in this year of 2015. So if you have not started with us, I want to encourage you to take this journey with us over these next few days. We started actually on yesterday, but for those of you who didn't start, you can start today. We're just cutting back social media. We're cutting back television. We're spending additional time in prayer. Some of us are just throughout the course of our day while we're at work, we're just taking brief moments in prayer. Why? Because every moment in prayer is warfare. Every moment that we spend in prayer is moments that we can begin to allow advancement to take place in the spirit. So I want you to do that even today, perhaps as you're eating your lunch, as you have downtime at your desk. You could just take an opportunity and just whisper a prayer unto God. And I know God has his unique ways of confirming to us that he heard the prayers in which we have made for him. This Wednesday, I want to encourage all of you to be in Bible study. Don't tune in. Be there for 1 hour. God has just allowed us to start this very, 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 very powerful series on All I Need Is One Word. And I'll be ministering on one word tomorrow from 12 to 1 and then from 7 to 8. And then we'll be out and ready to minister to our kids tomorrow night so that they can get ready for school on Thursday. God bless you and God keep you. I thank you and love you so much for all of you that's so consistent in praying with us each and every Tuesday morning. God bless you and God keep you. This is our prayer.